This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. And we're just happy to be with you folks at this time. We've gone on several new stations. Maybe you hearing us for the first time. We're just the Old Trailblazer, just an old country preacher. The Lord give us grace to come here and bring you these messages time after time, hoping and praying that the Holy Spirit will take something home to some heart, that we might be a blessing to you, and that you'd get something out of the message. And I wish you would, if you're just hearing me for the first time, if you'd sit down and write me or email me. And my email is pastor@radiomissions.org. And we're bringing you a set of studies now on the revelation of Jesus Christ. And we looked there at the church at Ephesus and the church at Pergamos. And we come down now to the church at Thyatira. And the Lord speaking to these seven churches. Let's look there. We saw there in our previous studies, the book of Revelation is divided into three divisions. Revelation 1:19, the things which thou hast seen, which takes place in the first chapter. Then second, the things which are, which includes the second and third chapters. The seven letters to the churches of Asia, which represent the seven periods of church history. And in the third division, the things which shall be hereafter, which begins with the fourth chapter and continues through the book. We're now looking at the seven letters that Christ dictated to John to send to those seven distinct local New Testament churches. These messages were given to seven churches that were in existence in John's day. Each of these seven letters offers much practical truth for everyone who knows the Lord, for the church at any time. Each letter represents much prophetic truth, as these churches are representative churches and were typical of seven well-defined periods in church history. For instance, the church at Ephesus pictures a powerful apostolic church. The church at Smyrna pictures a period of the church history during the second and third century and is now known as the suffering church. The church at Pergamos, the compromising church, represents the period from the third century through the fifth century when the churches began to be corrupt and to centralize under one head. The church at Thyatira, which we're going to be looking at in a moment, which may be called the lax church, sets forth conditions of the church in the 6th century until the 15th century and continues even till now. The church at Sardis represents the dead church during the period of the Reformation. The Philadelphian church might be said to be the favored church and presents the period of the revivals during the 18th and 19th centuries. The church at Laodicea is a lukewarm church, lukewarm, and sets forth a period in which we're now living, and God says he's about ready to spew it out of his mouth. Now let's turn, if you will, have your Bibles there with you, to Revelation 2:18 and read the letter that Christ dictated to John to send to the church at Thyatira. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman, Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed of idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill their children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works, but unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already hold fast until I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall be broken to shivers. Even as I received of my Father, I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has saith to the churches. Thyatira was a small city in Asia Minor. We have no record as to when and by whom this church was established in this city. At the very opening of this letter, the messenger of the church, Christ announced himself as the Son of God, who hath eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. The Lord does not announce himself to any one of the other churches in such a manner. The Son of God is the assertion of power and authority as the head, the Supreme One. Yes, as the head of the church, he saw in that church another voice of authority. This was a great truth and lesson for us in this present day when nearly everywhere you turn, there are other voices, so many voices of authority, displacing the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. In many cults today, it is the voice of Mr. So-and-so, or Mrs. So-and-so, and the Lord Jesus is relegated to the background, and in many instances, his deity flatly denied. But let me call your attention to one of the most subtle attacks of Satan upon the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is, even though he is not denied as the Son of God, he is spoken of in high religious circle as only Jesus. Now, my friend, that's what we find today. I confront that thing every day here in and around where I preach and where I bring God's message. I have folks call me on the phone wanting to sell me T-shirts to give out to my young people with Jesus on the front of them. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And then I hear folks in the store say, have a Jesus day. And I hear our preachers on the radio at night and in the periodicals. All they speak of is Jesus. Now, my friend, that's the thing of today. And I emphasize to my my congregation, let's get back to the holiness of God, to the awesomeness of God, to the majesty of God, and let's stop all this Jesus thing. No Britisher would ever think about addressing the Queen or the ruler, the King, as King. No, not so with us here. In speaking of our President, we usually call him Old Bush. Old Bush, that's what I hear so much say. Old Bush makes me want to slap somebody. These dissenters call these talk shows, and they say, Old Bush caused this, and Old Bush caused that, and Old Bush is a cause of... Well, he may be the cause, but my friend, he's not Old Bush. He's Mr. President. He's Mr. President. And so it is with the vast majority of our church folks. They never address our Savior as Lord. Folks pray, and they end their prayer in the name of sweet Jesus. Now, my friend, that doesn't honor the Lord. It's always Jesus. And in many circles, they speak of him as sweet Jesus, or the lowly Nazarene, or in some other effeminate term. Let me tell you something, folks. Our God is on the throne. Christ is the Son of God, the deity. He's the very God. And then for folks to call him Jesus. You know what the impression is now of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom they call Jesus? The impression that I get from folks, speaking to folks, young people, have these young people rallies and all that, and wear all these T-shirts with Jesus on them, and wear a bumper sticker with a fish on it, whatever that's supposed to mean. They think that the Lord Jesus Christ, whom they call Jesus, is some little effeminate tin-soldier God, standing on the sideline of time, wringing his hands, hoping that some poor soul will trust Jesus. Now, my friend, that's the far out, that's the furthest from the truth you could ever get. Our God is on the throne. Christ Jesus hath the power. Did you know that? We sang that song here. Christ Jesus hath the power. My friend, let me just throw this in here. The only thing the Lord has to do for you to go to hell is just leave you alone. The Lord does not have to deal with you. The Lord doesn't have to save you. The Lord doesn't have to call you. The Lord doesn't have to enlighten you. No. All He do is leave you in your sin. You come here as a sinner, born of a sinner, born of a woman, born a sinner, go astray as soon as you be born, speaking lies, live your life, join the church maybe, maybe not. But all the Lord has to do is to not touch your heart with the Holy Spirit, and you will wind up in hell. That's right, my friend. Listen, we need to get our strength. We need to get our thinking straight, don't you? Now, listen. Let me tell you. He is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God of very God, the head of the church, the supreme authority, the omnipotent one, the sovereign one, who does as He pleases in earth, sea, and sky, and no sinner ever gets saved. Get this now. Dr. Copeland says, get this. No sinner ever gets saved until he comes to recognize the sovereign, eternal leadership and lordship and deity of the Son of God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Every born-again believer walking in the will of God will address Christ as Lord, as the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the Apostle John writes and says, who hath eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. And we'll get to look at that in our next study, describing the Lord Jesus Christ. We saw in this study, it said he was hath eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet like brass. Now listen, folks, listen. This is God's Word I'm reading you. It's all, thus saith the Lord, every verse, every dot, every jot, and every tittle, comes directly out of the King James Version of the Word of God. And we don't water it down. We don't soft soap it. We don't soft pedal it here at the old Trailblazer broadcast. And I wish you'd write and let me send you these studies later on. And when we get through with them, we'll be on CDs and on tape. And also, I have a little pamphlet put together here, What We Most Surely Believe at the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. If you'll ask me for that, I'll be glad to send it to you. What We Most Surely Believe, setting forth the doctrines of God's grace and what we preach here. We don't preach error. We preach God's Word. And we do that day in and day out. And the Lord's blessing it all over this nation, the little Trailblazer broadcast, the Voice of Truth broadcast. And then I've asked folks to send me a snapshot of your family and your farm, if you have one, and your dog, whatever, and with your name on the back of it so we'll know where you're listening. And I'll be glad to send you a 5x7 of the old Trailblazer if you'd like to have that. Maybe you'd like to put it in your pea patch or something. But I'll be glad to do that if you write me. Just the old Trailblazer, and I long to hear from you. Would you folks write me? First of all, tell me you're praying for me. And then, if you would, go out there in the backyard and dig up that old coffee can. Fella did that the other day and wrote me, sent me a coffee can with some money in it. And I appreciated it. I appreciate it. Another fella wrote me and said, I was going to send you some money, Trailblazer, but my shoebox is plumb empty. As soon as I get some money, I'll send you a little offering. I appreciate you do that. We hardly ever ask for money on this broadcast, but the Lord knows it takes money to run these stations. And if you would, the Lord will bless you for it. And I appreciate it. I appreciate it very much. And if you want to write me, tell me how the Lord saved you, I'll be glad to write you back. And, if you do that, if you need prayer for your family, your someone, loved one that's in the hospital, you write me. Call me. If a man called me the other day and said, I just got through listening to you, Trailblazer. And he called me and told me how the Lord was blessing him and how the broadcast was coming in loud and clear up there somewhere in West Virginia. And I appreciated it. Folks do that day by day, and then they email me. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.